Sonatafy, and this is the second part of a three-part video series called Sweet Tweets. This part of the series is where we will be performing some more of the functionality in our project, and we will be looking at Twitter's Development Center and the Azure Data Marketplace to pull very important access tokens and keys that we'll need for this application.
So picking back up from part one, we have a working web application now running locally, and we're going to populate this index.html file with some code. This is kind of a lengthy file, so we'll go through it bit by bit. So of course at the top we have our doc type. After that we have this HTML ng app. This is an app from Angular, and I've named it Twitter app. So this applies to all of my HTML. And we'll see this again in just a second. And so in the head, I have a title. The first line in my head is just the big old title that we see at the web page. Then some metadata, and then these three links for CSS files. This first CSS file is Bootstrap. And so just doing a quick search in Bing for Bootstrap CDN, it's a content delivery network, which means that somebody else is hosting the files and I can pull from it. I find bootstrapcdn.com. And I can copy this HTML link and paste it into my index.html file really easy. This next one is a styles.css file that we need to create under the CSS folder. So I'm going to type in CSS styles.css and paste in some magic CSS code that's already been created. Like I said, this project is up and running in GitHub. All of this is available to copy and paste as well. And so this is to kind of help with the formatting of the web app and the positioning. The last link we have here in the index.html is a Google font. And so doing another quick search for Google font, it takes me to the Google Fonts homepage. And there are a number of different fonts that we can choose from here hosted online. And all I need is two pieces of code to add this to my application. So there's all these that we can choose from. I know that I want to use this particular font, Lobster, so I'm just going to do a search for that. And that's what it looks like. It shows me an awesome preview. There's a little button over to the right that says Quick Use if I hover over it. And so scrolling down a bit on this page that it brings up, these are the two pieces of code I want to add. This first line goes into my index.html. The second line goes into my CSS. So jumping back over into my CSS file, if I find my H1, H2, and H3 section, I've got the font family Lobster pasted in there exactly as it was on the website. And so that takes care of the whole head. And so we'll jump down into the body. The first part of the body is the navigation bar. That is all done because of Bootstrap that we pulled in before. So it's a big long section here. The first section in the nav bar is the hamburger menu, the three lines. And this is all done automatically because Bootstrap is awesome. And so this next part here are the links that I have inside my navigation bar. I've got a link to my home page, a link to my GitHub, and a link to my personal site. And so Bootstrap automatically takes care of, if I shrink a page down, the hamburger menu pops open. If it's wide open, then there's no hamburger menu. So the next part here is that big old title that we have. Excuse me, the title above was just for our tabs. And so this next part is our search function that is being called because of Angular. So this ng submit part is all handled with Angular. So it's going to go find as soon as someone comes into that input button. Into that input box and hits the submit button, it's going to go find this function search. And that function search is going to be passed an ng model, an Angular model called query. So whatever we type in that input box is going to be saved under query. And so as soon as we hit the submit button, Angular is going to take care of all that for us. And hopefully we're going to get a response back. And Angular is going to, in our scope, place all of the tweets that we get back into a variable called tweets. And we'll use the Angular repeat, ng repeat capability to display all of these tweets with these funky little handlebar things. And so all the calls, the COL-LG-6 and COL-MD-6, that's all Bootstrap handling the sizing of each of these grids, each of these little boxes that we have. So the very last part on index.html file are our JavaScript files. Two of them here are for Angular. The next one is for jQuery. That's required by Bootstrap. These following two are two files that we need to create. They're both going to be under the JavaScript folder. So let's go ahead and do that now. Create a new file, app.js, and this is supposed to be under JavaScript, and we'll move that later because it didn't make it there. So doing some magic pasting in here, it's just one line. I could have put this somewhere else, but I felt like this was fine. And so this is pulling the Twitter app that we established earlier. And it's also looking at our Angular resources, an array of Angular resources. And so this is it, that's all. And so if we go into the next file that we need to create under JS, also supposed to be under the folder controllers, so we'll have to move that later as well. We'll move it in part 3. So here's some more pasting. We're going to use that app that we just, that variable app that we just created in the app.js file, and it's going to look at our scope. So whenever we call our tweets controller, this is what's going to be handling that. So on our scope, we're going to be passing in the query. And we're going to be creating this mock tweet. And we're using the express functionality of our REST API that we established before. And so on our scope is going to be this query term. And so as soon as we hit submit, it's going to search. I'm going to clean this up just a tad, delete those console.log. So the first couple of lines here are just gathering our query off of our scope. And we're going to save that query here. I'm just console.logging a couple things, but we're going to save that query into a variable query. And that, of course, comes from our index.html file. Because of all of this Angular stuff and that Angular model. And so if we have the query, we're going to send that query over to our another function to pull back the results of the tweets. So we're going to use that API call on that fake tweet that we are making, pass in the word query, and get back an array of tweets, and post that array of tweets that we get from results onto our scope. And that, of course, is going to return back to our index.html file into that ng-repeat function. Tweets is hopefully going to be our array of tweets, and we can parse that and display the username, the score, the text, and also an ID, but we're not doing that. So this is the twittercontroller.js file. And so over at our server-side twittercontroller.js file, we're going to split this up into two parts, the part above the module function and the part below. So the part above is more of just our declarative stuff. So we've got a few variables at the top here that actually I can clean up a couple of these. Twitter and request. These are some of the two libraries that we pulled in from our NPM install. This next part here is just pulling in a secret config JSON file and parsing it out and making sure that exists. So let's create this. On GitHub, I have a secret config-template file that looks exactly like what I'm about to paste into the secret config.json file here. And so you can just save that and rename it to secret-config to use this on your own. So let's figure out where we get all of these keys and tokens from. We'll need to go to two different sites, Twitter and, of course, the Azure Data Marketplace to get all of these things. So the first one is let's go to Twitter. We actually need a Twitter developer account. So I'm going to do a quick search for Twitter developer. And I've already signed up for all of this stuff, So I'm already logged in as well for this particular part. And at the bottom is the link for manage your apps. So I've got a few apps already running, but I'm going to create a new app for this demo. So I'm going to click the create new app button, and I'm going to fill in some of these details. And it's very minimal effort on my part to do this, which is fantastic. So I just type in a name, a description, and a website, and click go, pretty much. And so if this wasn't a demo, I'd probably put in a more descriptive description. But since it's for a demo, we'll just keep it like that. I'm going to agree to the terms and click go, create your application. And it fails because I need to add http://to my website. I'm going to try again, and it should work this time. It does. If I scroll down, I see my consumer key. That's one of the keys that I need. I need three more from Twitter. So if I click manage keys and access tokens, I see a consumer secret, API secret that came up as well. And I've blurred these out to keep them confidential. Down at the bottom is my token actions. And if I click create my access tokens, I will get the two other keys that I need from Twitter, the access token and the access token secret. So each of those I'm just going to paste into the Twitter part of this JSON file. And I'm also going to blur this out because this is real confidential information. And so now let's go get the Azure Machine Learning account key. So if I do a quick search for Azure Data Marketplace, it takes me to this site here. And I know I need to use the program Text Analytics. So if I search for that, that should pop up. And so there's all different kinds of plans that we can look into. I decided to just go with the free plan, $0 a month, and I get 10,000 transactions for every month. So I'm going to sign in, and that's plenty for what I needed this application to do. As far as I know, we'll see how it goes. So over on my account, down towards the bottom is the primary account key. And this is the primary account key that I need to paste into my application. And I'll show you another place that we can pull that key from as well. Under my data, I can see how many transactions I have remaining, my subscription plan, and if I click this use button, it'll take me to this cool little part where I can see the URL that's going to be called. I can start to play with the different functions that I can do with text analytics. And so if I can actually use my calls here to search for something and get a real score back and see exactly the URL that was sent and the response that I was getting back. So in this application, I decided to go with the get sentiment batch call so that I'm only making one API call. And so here's the other place that I can see my account key is up towards the top in this section. So I'm just going to copy this and paste it over into my secretconfig.json file. And of course, blur it out again. And I'm good to go. I'm up and running. I got all the keys that I needed. So back over under Twitter controller and my server side, I'm just going to pull all of those keys and put them in variables for this file. And then I'm going to have this function tweet, which is going to be that mock tweet object taking in the ID, the username, the text, and the score. And the function set score I'm going to delete later, so hold off on that. So now I have the function get tweets. It's going to take in parameters query and a callback function. I like to do callback functions because it makes things a little easier for me. The first thing is a tweet array. The next thing is we're making our Twitter API call. So this is all done with that Twitter NPM package that we install. We're passing in the query and we're getting back some response of tweets. And so the first thing is to check if there's an error. If there is one, we'll throw it. Probably should do some more error handling, but we'll save that for later. This next is another tweet array to hold the batch scores. This is going to be used in just a second. It has to be formatted in a particular way to send as a batch score. And then we're going to put all those scores back into that original tweet array. A little confusing, but right here, we're going to take each of the tweets that we get back from that Twitter call, and we're going to parse it. And so all the text we're going to put under a mock tweet, all of the user we're going to put under a mock tweet individually, and then we're going to push each of those tweets into our tweet array and then add some information to that batch score tweet array to send that to Azure Machine Learning. So there's a good bit of stuff happening here. And so once we're done with that, we're going to send that batch score tweet array with each of those IDs and texts with inputs at the beginning into a function that we're going to create, getBatchScore. We're also going to pass in that tweet array, so when we get the scores back from Azure Machine Learning, we can paste in the real scores into that tweet array and just use the tweet array for our index.html. So this right here is the request body that we have to send. This is the format, inputs, ID, and text for each tweet to get the scores back properly. So when we do get the scores back, we're going to save each of those scores in the right place at tweet array. And so we're going to take each score, and for each score, we're going to parse out the ID and the score. And this is all in a big array. And this is where we're going to add the negative or positive. So if it's less than 0.5, we're going to add negative, just a quick little string. And if it's greater than 0.5 or equal to, we'll add positive. They should only be numbers between 0 and 1. Closer to 0 they are, the more negative the numbers are, the more negative the sentiment is, excuse me. And the closer the number is to 1, then the more positive the sentiment is. And so we'll just modify the score that appears in the tweet array and update that with the actual score with the negative or positive. So here I'm going to delete this setScore function because that was for when I was doing individual scoring, and I don't need that anymore. So the getBatchScore function that we're going to create now is going to take in the tweet array, the request body, and a callback function. So this URL is what we got from the Azure Data Marketplace before. I had a semicolon there. And then I'm going to send a post request with the request library we pulled from NPM. And that's going to send the URL first, and it's going to have an authentication part. In the username, it's actually just going to be account key, just account key like a string. The password for that account key is going to be those numbers we pulled from Azure Data Marketplace, and we're going to not send that immediately. But we do definitely need to make sure this comes back as a JSON. It's very important. And then what we're going to send is going to be that batch score tweet array that we created before that has the input at the top, inputs with the ID and the text, that properly formatted batch score tweet array. So we're working a little bit backwards here. We've already called this function, and now this is the establishment of that getBatchScore function. So when this is all done, it's going to return back any errors, a response, and a body. And so we're going to perform this callback function that we haven't put in to this call yet, and that's going to send tweet array and then the sentiment batch that we get in our body. And so uncommenting the console.logs make this a little bit easier to kind of walk through. And I could do some more error checking here. I should uncomment this and put some try catches around all this stuff, but I'll do that later. So this function here is when I was trying individual scoring. I'm actually going to comment it out. It's not very much different from the getBatchScore, except here I had to make individual calls and I felt like that was doing too much. So I'm just commenting all this out. I've got a couple more things commented out here, not to worry. And very bottom, this is the last function, print tweets, pulling in a tweet array, and we're just console.logging each tweet in the tweet array with that for each function. So there's a lot happening here in this big file. There's one thing left that we need to do, and that's to update our module.list function. So it's up towards the middle of this file now. Just a couple of lines here. So we're going to grab the query that we're getting from our request. And that comes from the client-side Twitter controller. It's going to pass in that query that we've gotten from our scope, that we've gotten from our input because of that ng model query. And then we're going to send that query into that function getTweets that we've made. And so that's going to then perform the callback function on TweetArray. So now we're calling the callback. And that callback is simply to print tweets if I uncomment it out and then to send. So there we are calling. This is our actual call for the callback. And here is our declaration for it. So if I can comment this print tweets section here, I can print the tweets out. But this very important part here is to send the JSON of tweet arrays back to our HTML file. So this is going to send our tweets back first to our client-side Twitter controller JavaScript file. And that's going to be in our results, the tweet array updated with all the scores and the positive, negative. We're going to attach all of that to our scope under variable tweets. And so that's going to send that back to our index.html. And for our ng repeat function, we're going to be able to parse that tweets variable and display all of the tweet information on the index.html. Okay, so that's part two, and we're going to do a little bit more fun stuff in part three, so I hope you stick around. Thanks.